anything like a wood chuck or a rock chuck or a ground chuck?
No, we don't have any of those around here. We have ground squirrels, which are little striped. A little striped squirrel. They're even smaller yet than the chipmunk.
Anything like a marmot or a...
No, we don't have them here. They have them in the mountains, but we don't have them here.
You ever heard of a popgut?
A what?
Popgut.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have any turtles in this area?
We have, some turtles. Most of the turtles are, what do you call them? We call them sand turtles, but they got a name for it. Is it terrapin?
Okay.
I believe it is terrapin. And everybody likes a turtle, those land turtles, sand turtles.
Yeah.
In fact, down on Beecher Island here, the kids gather them up and have a race, you know, a turtle race. But they pretty much always turn their turtles loose. I don't think anybody kills those sand turtles around here.
Do you ever hear them called tortoises?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tortoises.
Okay. Animal, do they do any hunting? You mentioned they hunt prairie dogs. Do they hunt any other animals? They hunt the deer?
They have a deer season here, but you have to draw for a license. No, I don't. I don't even hunt pheasants anymore. Used to hunt pheasant and duck. But I don't like venison. And I wouldn't shoot a deer for sport because I think they're too beautiful an animal and we don't have enough of them around here that they are. Now, I've got a cousin, and they've got a fruit orchard, and the deer just raise havoc with their fruit. And he's finally put electric wires all, you know, high wires all around his fruit orchard, because that's the only way he could keep them out. He'd tried Life Boy soap, and he'd heard that you'd hang that, and it would discourage him, but those deer would come in and eat all their fruit. And I can see where he dislikes them immensely, but I like them. We've had them out here on the golf course.
What other kind of animals, I'm just thinking, just from your knowledge of living in Colorado most of your life, what other animals are known to live in Colorado, maybe say up in the mountains?
Oh, they have elk and mountain lion. I don't know. They have mountain goats and bighorn sheep. I can't think of any other right off hand.
That's okay. That's fine. How about insects in this area? What kind of insects are...
We have all kinds of insects, mosquitoes. The ladybugs are a good insect. They eat the little aphids that get on the corn. I have all kinds of buffalo gnats, bees, bumblebees, honeybees. They have to bring in, you know, and they bring them in on the alfalfa fields to pollinize the alfalfa.
Have any, you mentioned stinging bees and stuff. Are there any other things like that? Do you have anything like a...
We have what they call sweat bees.
Okay. Like, do you have anything that would be, some areas it's spelled W-A-S-P.
Wasp. Yeah, we have wasps. Yellow jackets, they call them. Wasps.
Have any of you have any butterflies?
A few.
Okay. And how about those? They're like butterflies, except they're smaller.
We have millers.
Okay.
They come in the spring, and the kingbirds, we call them, come. They'll be right behind them, eating the millers.
What's a miller?
Well, a miller. I always thought the miller made a. A grub or a grub came from a miller, but I guess that's not right, the grub worm. And cutworms come from a miller. And also, I read in the paper just not too long ago that an army worm